With Montana news, I'm Kevin Trevelin. Congressman Greg Gianforte launched his gubernatorial campaign today, Edward O'Brien reports.
Republican Representative Greg Gianforte kicked off his campaign with a YouTube video that opens with scenes of Montana's sweeping backcountry vistas, small towns, and ranching lifestyle.
Montana, a place of awesome beauty, strong communities, and hardworking people.
The announcer then declares that in order for Montana to reach its fullest potential, it needs a conservative leader that, quote, shares our values, end quote. According to the campaign video, those values include support for the Second Amendment, job creation, opposition to sanctuary cities, and protecting access to public lands, which perhaps not coincidentally was a hot topic during his failed 2016 gubernatorial race against incumbent Democrat Steve Bullock. Gianforte's decision to run prompted Tim Fox to come out swinging today. Fox is Montana's attorney general, who's also seeking the Republican nomination in the governor's race. In a press release issued Friday, Fox spokesman Jack Cutter says, quote, Greg is abandoning his constituents to run for governor for the second time in 3 years, end quote. The statement then notes that Gianforte was the only statewide Republican candidate to lose his election in 2016, the year that Donald Trump swept Montana by 20 points. The Associated Press reports Gianforte said it was unfortunate that Fox is starting the race negatively. Secretary of State Corey Stapleton says he'll make, quote, a big announcement about his 2020 election plans tomorrow morning. He did not elaborate. State Senator Al Olszewski plans to remain in the governor's race. Former State Senator Gary Perry is also seeking the Republican nomination for governor. Democratic gubernatorial candidates include former State Representative Riley Neal and State House Minority Leader Casey Schreiner. The Gianforte campaign did not respond to our interview request today. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.